Okay, big mazel tov from all of us to Jeff Weinberg on the birth of a grandson in Yerushalayim. Nachas, the
Very
Rishon
nice.
ben Mazdek Yeshua.
Amen.
We should all be able to attend, Mr. Hashem.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Simchas Payasol, Bez Hashem.
Amen. Let's look. Perek Chafei, it's either page Reish Samach Tes or page Reish Chav Dalet. Tainos, Tainos v'amaslos. What do these two words mean? I think everyone knows what the word taina means. Everyone knows the word taina. The next ingredient in his bodhus is tainus v'amaslos. Just after we have spent a few weeks talking about that bezdin that we place ourselves in by his bodhus, we're judging ourselves and talking about some mistakes that we made and so on, all how to do that and what that means. So now, we're not going to be the Bezdin, we're going to be our own defense attorneys. We're going to defend ourselves with tainus and amaslos. Hashem wants us to do that. But we need to learn, this is not so pashut, we need to understand what that means. Loshma Rabbeinu Lukutim Aran Tanyana, Tarech Havheg. Rabbi Menachem says in Tanyana Havheg, we've seen this before. Rabbi Nachman says that there's nothing greater. His bodhidus is the greatest thing. His bodhidus, rather, is the greatest thing. To try to take an hour off to go to a room someplace or to the field. And to explain himself. To explain. Bein Levin Kono, just him and Hashem. And here Rabbi Nachman says these two words, Atainis Ba'amaslos. Ataina literally means, of course, a complaint. Ataina. Amaslos means an excuse. An explanation, an excuse. Vidivrechein viritsu uipius. The way that they should be said is in the way of chain. Grace, charm, there's no word in English for chayin. Ritzui, to appease, pius, also a way of appeasing Hashem. Not talking here, and we're going to discuss this throughout this parable, but not talking here about the way taina is used when the person says, I have a taina against Reuven, I have a taina against Shimon. It's not the same thing. We're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Nachman says it's important that a person be honest, and part of being honest is expressing the tainus and the amaslos that you have. We'll talk about what those are in a minute. But of course, they have to be said in a way of utmost respect and with chein, ritsui, and pius, by way of appeasement. The vakesh l'schanein to beg Hashem, and the funim yisbarach sheyikar v'elav avodosu b'amis, that Hashem should bring you closer to, us closer to Him, b'amis of truth. But Dvarim Shvichim Bir, so we need to understand this. Gracious, first of all, Yesh Lefarish Es HaSmichus Shal Shnei HaMusagim. We need to understand the connection between these two words. Rabbi Nachman brings them in one breath, Tainus V'Amaslos, Shem Inyanim Shnei, but Shtachara, they look like they're very different. Tainus Hem Ke'en Drishu Bakasha. Taina means when a person comes and says, Loma nasa imika, why did this happen to me? Taina. Like, why did this happen? Why did I deserve this? So there's a drisha, there's a demand for an explanation. And a bakash is a Loma nasa imika. Why did you do this to me? That's how we talk to each other. A person says, Taina, why did you do this to me? Why is it that person got the bonus and I didn't get the bonus? Why wasn't I zeicher? And other such things. That's what a taina means. On the other hand, amaslos heim hesbeira. And amasla means when a person is. Let's say a person has done something that doesn't look particularly great, And he's trying to explain. Why did he do that? He's trying to give an explanation, an excuse to provide the person who saw this with some sort of a background to explain why is it that I did this. A perushim ladavash adam asr shalai kiroi. Person did something that was not right, and he was or she was caught doing something or saying something that's not right, and then the person wants to explain. So let's say the guy was caught speeding, and he has to go to the judge, and he says, "You know, Your Honor, that I had to go to the hospital. For somebody needed me. Whatever. It's not my slot. It's an explanation." There was a reason why I was speeding. There was a reason. There was a reason why I did that. That's the meaning of the word amasla. Or if there was something that the person was supposed to do, and he has an explanation or an excuse why he didn't do it. You said you were going to pick me up at 5 o'clock. I was waiting by the station. You never came. So what's the explanation, sir? He explains. Well, yes, it's our chlam. So the first question is, what's the shaykhis tainis namaslos? The Rabbi Nachman says tainis namaslos. During his bodhis, the person should spend time expressing tainis namaslos. The shaykhis tainis namaslos. Well, yes, it's our chlam. But we have to really much harder to understand. Forget about trying to understand the connection between these two things. But on a deeper level, since when does a person have the right to express tainus to Hashem? Hashem knows what he's doing. And who are you? What kind of tainus? You're lucky that you're alive. And you have tainus? Yeah. Even a person who's very worthy, who spends his life with learning and mitzvahs, stock him, ask him, tell him all kinds of good things. Even a person served Hashem to the best of his ability. He feels that it's coming to him some schar, some reward for what he's done. Rabbi Nachman himself wrote, that even the good that we do, it's only because of him. Even our mitzvahs and our learning and our davening, it's all because of Hashem. It's all that he gives us the ability to do that. He gives us even many of the words. Hakol miito. Vein roi lach shol lekabel schar al shum davar. Therefore, Rabbi Nachman says that a person shouldn't think that he has something coming to him. Allah has come of a kama, not to have a taina. If it didn't come to him, what he expected, or he didn't get rewarded to have tainas. So, this whole question, what does it mean to come to Hashem with a taina? In Sichas Aran, Rabbi Nachman says, Kimi hu sheyuchal labdus Hashem lefi gedula sabayre. Rabbi Nachman says that even if you're hardworking, you try hard to be an Avid Hashem, none of us can ever equal the kind of avida that Hashem deserves from us. We haven't done what we could. Therefore, we say in davening, means that literally everything that you've given us, we're unworthy. Even Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're unworthy, and it's all stock, it's all handouts, it's all because of your kindness. Everything is because of Hashem's kindness. It's not coming to us. And we see in Shulchan Aruch. Al yachshav roihu shiyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu bakeshasi. When you're davening, don't think that I'm a person, that I'm worthy of Hashem giving me what I want. Kevin Shikivanti Bitfilosi, since I davened with a lot of kavana, since I was concentrating on my davening, it's coming to me. Shulchan Aruch says just the opposite. The more you think that you're worthy of being answered, the more it's a reminder of how unworthy you are. Oh, you're such a tzaddik. You think it's just a tzaddik. It's a reminder of how unworthy you are. Because if you're feeling so great about yourself and you had such kavana, so then there a further investigation, a further checkup is going to be run to see who is it that's feeling so proud of himself. But he's such a big Baal Kavanis, that he has such Kavanis, he thinks that he's worthy of being answered. Let's look a little bit more into his record. If he's so confident that he has chusim, he's so confident that he's worthy of being answered, let's see. Let's take a little bit more of a look into who this person is. Eliyachshav, so a person should think, all a person with that makes you think about yourself, I'm not worthy. I'm nobody. I'm trying hard to reach you and to speak to you about this, and I'm begging you to be kind to me. I don't deserve anything. I'm asking you to be kind. Who am I? I'm impoverished. I'm worthless. Who am I to come to ask? Who am I to ask anything from the King of all kings, Hashem? I can only come to you because I believe that you're filled with chesed, that you're very loving and kind. It's been told to us that you're kind to those who you created. So I'm only coming to ask for tzedakah. I'm not coming because it's kumis demir that it's coming to me. I'm not coming with a feeling of entitlement. I'm coming to ask for manas chinam. I'm appealing to your loving kindness. So Shulchan Aruch says that's a psak halacha. That this is the healthy and proper, appropriate frame of mind that a person should have regarding himself vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu and davening. Ad kan l'shon. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. So we continue. Ve'eich yal al adas litoin tainis. We come back to Rabbi Nachman's words. Tainis? A person can come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tainis, but we know we've seen this in Tanakh, we've seen this in Chazal. That there were tzaddikim and tzadkonias that they came with times. But the way we've always learned those things is, okay, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm not a tzaddik, I'm just a regular person. So maybe you know, Chana can come with a taina, or maybe the others could come with taina. So Moshe Rabbeinu could have a taina, but I'm just a regular person. What's the holy need of a taina? Now, Moshe Rabbeinu was the most chashuv yid that ever lived. And Isha Lakim. At the end, he wasn't asking because he had a good taina. That, you see, I have a good taina. All the things I did for you, and I took care of your people for so many years, and what I went through because of you, you can't let me into Eretz Yisrael. That's a weird, right? I can't come to Eretz Yisrael. And there's so many other people that never did anything for you, and they're crossing in, and I can't come to Eretz Yisrael. That would be a taina. Moshe didn't say that. Moshe didn't take out his report cards to say, I can't get into your school. Look at my report cards, everything. A, Aleph plus, I can't get to your school. Moshe didn't do that. And he had a great report card, Moshe. He had a terrific report card. He didn't do that. He came how? Ak mechesed Hashem. Midas chamu. Yes. He appealed to the mid of Hashem. That's Hashem is rachum v'chanun, that Hashem is compassionate. Shonoysen madnas chinam. Chanun means Hashem gives, even to those who are unworthy. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the most worthy Jew who ever lived. Moshe Rabbeinu comes, and he doesn't come with a taina. He comes begging for compassion. And Rabbi Nachman is telling regular people that we should go with tainas. Moshe came from Manas Chinam. Moshe Kosel, like it says, Veschanan, El Hashem, Veschanan. It's a lotion of Chanu. Veschanan, I beg you, Hashem. To let me in Teresh Yisrael, I'm not worthy. But those Chazal, Veschanan, 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 Veschanan. And that's what Chazal say, that Veschanan is a lotion of Man, Veschanan. A gift that's not coming to me. It would just be a gift. It would just be an act of kindness on your part. And Chazal learned from this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu came with that, not with a taina, but Moshe Rabbeinu came with Vezchanan, and Mikan Atalomet, from here we could learn that Ein Libir, that there's no creature in the world. Ein Libir Klum Eitzel Barah, there's no creature that comes to Hakadosh Baruch Hu with a taina that's coming to me. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a taina that is coming to him. So, who could come with a taina? It's coming to you. Ein Libir Klum Eitzel Barah. No one who was created has Klum, can come with a taina at all to the one who created it. But we've seen that. And we need to understand what Rabbi Nachman talking about. And there are many stories like that from Sadiqim where they told the person to lodge a complaint. I mentioned one a few weeks ago from Rishon Sasser, where there are many stories of Sadiqim, especially by the Talmud Yabal Shem, that there was an idea of complaining. And there are many, many, many stories like that. Now, if Rabbi Nachum is talking about a person coming in his body and saying, I don't know why is it that I was chosen for this pain that I'm having or for this suffering that I'm going through, whatever it might be, in Bonei Chaim is only whatever category of life, why is it that I'm suffering? Hare, we have a klal, Kol Mada Ovid Rachman is L'Tavav. That we have from Rabbi Kiva, the Kol Ma'adav Rachman is Latav, that everything that Hashem does is Latav. He knows what he's doing. And I say that, you know, if I would be Hashem, if you would be Hashem, you'd do exactly what Hashem did. If I would be Hashem, it would be very different. Mashiach would already be here. Everybody would be feeling great. I would have gotten a raise. If I'd be Hashem, everything would be Gevaldik. And the answer is, you'd be Hashem. You do exactly what Hashem does. And this is something we see that by Tzaddikim, with all of the stories, there were other tzaddikim that said it. There were tzaddikim that said that I could be pile such a thing, but if Hashem doesn't want it, I'm not going to be pile. I'm not going to work against it. So what is this? How does this work? When we see that Rabbi Nachman says that when it comes to davening, you shouldn't be in action. Don't be stubborn when it comes to davening. On the other hand, there are other places we see by Rabbi Nachman that he be persistent. So should I be in action? Well, I should be. Should let him off easy. Like, Akshonis means to push. No, we see this from. This from teaches all kinds of tefillahs and all kinds of words, and like prompting us, telling us that these are ways to get kivyachol in. Because we were given certain keys, and certain words, and certain passwords that Hashem is fond of, that work, Shemus, and so on. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed the tzaddikim to teach us these words, to teach us these ways. And we're going to come to a little bit in a few pages. That what about the Gemara that says that, which we spoke about months ago, the word Lam Natsach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes when we defeat him. Ashrei Mishum, and Menachem Yisai Misameach. And as Hashem makes a Gzeir, and then we're Menachem Kivyach, with our tefillahs, and with all of our hard work, and Hashem says, good, I was waiting for you to do that. I wanted you to win. So, but here it sounds like we're supposed to just resign ourselves. And then the whole question, so what am I davening? What do I need to daven at all? Hashem knows everything. Everything is for the best. I say, you know what's best. So what do you want to hear from me? So if everything that Hashem does is for the best, then we'll have to bechlal to daven. Just do whatever you think is best. I'm going to change it. I don't know what's best. You do. So with the whole lineage of davening. So this is a big sugya. Doesn't go into the whole thing, but he does help us out. You'll see. There's a mitzvah to daven and to ask what we need. It's a mitzvah. Rambam holds this midraisa. Even the Ramban, who might say that the regular davening is a drabbana, but of course, nei sor, if a person's in trouble, davening is midraisa. The same of Malcolm Yesh, the tainus. Tainus? To beg for rachamim, to beg for mercy and compassion. And to say that, look, we know that Hashem, you know what's best for us, but I can't handle this. It's too much for me. I don't think I can manage. It's not working with me. I can't do it. So to beg for help, that we could understand. Can we understand there's a place for davening like that? Even though I know that you know what you're doing, but I can't, I'm not handling it. So I need help. A tightness? If you're there, Adam is Dach Hashem. Would you have a tiny you didn't get a raise? Or you have a tiny that something that you slipped and you hurt yourself? A tiny? A person doesn't. If you're there, Adam is Dach Hashem. What do we know about how Hashem runs the world? He's got a mahalach. Why this happened? Why that happened? And she has a tainus. She could have tainus. If you're Adam Yochel and Atzech, Hashem is working with tainus. But what's the whole point of tainus? You're able to defeat Hashem. Hashem's going to say it's taka good tainus. I was wrong. You're right. So what does it mean a tainus? Af ishi yesh b'dav l'chayre. It should be something that would seem to be. Not only not a mitzvah, but it's not allowed. Shemahar achmi daisi yisbrach, that you're questioning Hashem's ways. You're not allowed to suspect that Hashem is carrying out a din that's unjustified. Can we see that? Avraham Avinu comes, Hashem. A shayfet kolaris, he lost a mishpah, he lost a mishpah. When it was happening with Domino Morrow, Avraham Avinu was shaking his fist and screaming and saying, you're supposed to be the righteous judge. This is righteous. And so where does a person come to say such things? The chosha kutcha bichot avidina b'laydina. Not only that, there's a sakana in this. There could be a danger in filing complaints against the Kaddish Baruch. Moshom Chazal, Levi hitir dvarm klape maila v'itlo. The Gemara that tells us that Levi had a certain strong thing that he had at Taina. And as a result of that, Vidla means he became lame, became handy, crippled, whatever. He was Sosisakot. Who are you? You have tainus. I am Nusach HaTfilahu Al Hashem. Lo El Hashem, that's the Gemara talking about in Brachos. At the Spal Al Chana. The davening of Chana, there's a davening of Al Hashem or El Hashem. To Hashem or against. Like, On, an adversarial tefillah. That's the difference between El Hashem or Al Hashem. That's what the Gemara talks about. Being chutzpahdik with Hashem, nasis pon, to be matiach dvarim klapei maila, to have tainus against Hashem is bar. Moshe Chazal got tefillas chana. So you see in the tefillah of chana, that chana was poiled to bring to the world Shmuel HaNavi. But there it says about the spal chana, it says al Hashem. He tiach dvarim klapei maila, he tiach dvarim klapei maila. How does that work? Klapei shmaya to, what does that mean? So we could say, well, when a person is very embittered, like Hannah, she was very, very, as it says there in Pasuk, that she was very, very bitter. When a person is, God forbid, in a tzara, and he's in a place of bitterness, and because of that, he expresses tainus. So we know the Chazal have taught us that Hashem makes allowances for people who are going through a hard time. Because end of them nitpas al tsar. But not Hashem doesn't catch a person. In other words, Hashem doesn't judge the person for things that he says or does when he's in a tsar. Person nabach can lose control. He's going through some terrible thing, and Hashem says, "In of them nitpas al tsar." The person is going through a tsar. In of them nitpas al tsar. Hashem doesn't get you or after you to catch you with a wrong word or something when you're a tsar person, but tsar. And people have to be like that with each other. Also, the person is feeling very, very. If a person is in a very bad place and says something to you that it's not nice, so Hashem wants us also not to be hard on the person. So a person is going through a tzar. Last week I was speaking. I was out of town. I was speaking, and it came up in the talk that I was giving about the terrible tzar, the anguish of a person. We don't know what it feels like. When someone wants to have children, they can't have children. Or even worse than that, if somebody had a child in lower leg and the child died, it's something only a person who experienced that could know what that means, to feel such a thing, not to have a child, to have a child and to lose a child. And I said this part of a talk that I was giving. And after that talk, the one who was running the whole thing said, I just wanted to tell you that there was a person here, there was a husband and wife that were at the talk, who a few months ago lost a child. And it hurts, of course, anytime you hear that. And the person feels very upset that you brought that up and so on. So I feel terrible. What's to do? I shouldn't have brought up that it's part of a life. Things like, it was part of the Indian that we were learning. Of course, I felt bad. Fresh wound, and people are sitting there. It's like he went over to this head guy to tell him that, you know, the barber he didn't know. Somebody made us feel good. So I said, tell them that I'm so sorry that I opened that wound and. Opened it, never closed, but I said that to be moichel. All right, what am I supposed to do? And then, I mean, I try to be careful, but you know, if you bring up the subject of death, there are people that have died. It happens. And so then that night, there was a Verbrengen. This last Tuesday night, yeah, there was a Verbrengen. Beautiful, a couple hundred people. And there was a big circle, we're dancing, and someone has his hand on my shoulder, and he whispers in my ear, and he says, I'm the father of that child that passed away. So I turned around, and I held him, and I said, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And then he said to me, you know, I should never have mentioned it to that rabbi, and I apologize. And then we hugged each other, and the dance continues, right? So no one has a little bit of a rachmanis on a person could not find a reason to understand why he went and was upset with me and he went to the rabbi. I understand that. He said, this person is molei tzar. Him and his wife are filled with tzar and doesn't go away. And Afal Pichin, he wanted to say, he didn't have to identify himself. He wanted to say, I'm the guy that went like and snitched on you. But yeah, that we have to have for each other to know that people have, that's one of the worst things about talking in public is, there are people that have all kinds of tzaras, like as you're speaking about things, you don't know that you're touching upon something that person is so hurt by. And you don't mean to hurt the person. The person is hurt. And when people are hurt, you can't blame them for expressing that. It's just, that's what it means. Ain't it a nitpas al tzar? Don't catch a person on something when he's bitzar. It's a hard thing. So, you can understand if a person is going through a tzar, and he talks a little bit out of line with Hashem. He's sorry. Hashem says, I get it. Okay. No. Hashem says, that's okay. That's not what Rabbi Nachman is talking about. Rabbi Nachman is talking about like a lechachila, a way to go to his body. He's not talking about b'shnas tzar, that some kind of a tzar, and there was this outburst, and they say, oh, I'm sorry, like the guy came. I'm sorry I said that. No, this is a mahalach of kindness, and I'm slow. It's a mahalach. Okay, in Doimel is a Yisra B'medrash. Kshamar Yaakov v'im l'Rochel hatachs l'kim anaychi v'sraim al d'vera. When Rochel Imenu came to Yaakov and says, "Havli bonim I'm meis anaychi. If we must have children. If not, I'm going to die." She said such a lashon. And his sraim al d'vera. Yaakov v'inu was hatachs l'kim. What am I instead of Yaakov v'inu? So he's strong. But I'm not God. So Yaakov was strong with him. And guess what? Hashem Yisbarach was not pleased with Yaakov for talking that way. Hashem didn't say anything against Rachel Imenu. But Hashem said to Yaakov, watch what you're saying. What are you talking like that to her? Is this how you speak to a woman who's miserable? Mikos means miserable. That's how you talk to somebody who's miserable. She said something. So Yaakov said, how does a from woman talk like that? What kind of things have to say? Probably bonim, give me children, I'm going to die. And Yaakov, sounds like you're saying a sensible thing. How does a from woman talk like that? Probably bonim, my mason. So Yaakov said, Tachas lekim, what am I instead of God? Hashem, go talk to Hashem. He's the one that kept children away from us, not me. So, and then Hashem says to Yaakov, I don't like the way you spoke. I'm okay with Rachel. I have problems with you. You don't talk that way to someone who's miserable. Because if a person is, God forbid, in Netzara, you don't have tainus against him. You leave him be. It's saying something that's very strong, or does something that's not entirely right. Person's going through a tzara. Leave it alone. I'll drive you this far and say, you're diving for that person. The person doesn't have tzara. It's not to think about yourself. At any given time, there'll be parents who will come and report some horrible behavior on the part of a kid. Like whatever, the teenager is doing some crazy stuff and all this. And sometimes I'll have a mother or father that 90% of the conversation is how they feel upset about this, they feel bad about this, and how does this make them look, and whatever, all this stuff. And I just, want to say, whatever you're feeling bad, the kid's feeling much more upset about stuff than you are. That's why he's acting like that. So stop thinking about yourself so much and think about your kid. Your kid's going through a tzara, and all you're talking about is yourself. How could he do this to me? How could this? How this? How she does that? How she talks this way? Your kid's suffering from something. It's very easy to fall into that. It could all be much easier to be compassionate for a stranger than to your own. That's for sure. And number one, number two, when it's a stranger, you know, you only have, it's only something you hear for 5 minutes, and then you go on with your life. You give a couple of dollars, you give him a shabeir, and you say a nice word. When it's your own kid, it could be, you know, v'hikadabri love yoyim yoyim, you know. It could be, this kid's making me crazy every day of my life. So then you start to think about how this kid is hurting me, this kid's messing up my life. If it wouldn't be for this kid, I'd be able to have a better life. But it's not about you. It's about your kid. You're already 40, 45 years old. You deal with it. You know? You're insulted? Your kid insulted you? Go learn some musik. You know? They have to take care of the kid. Kid's 15 years old. You're 35, 40 years old. So you have to have rachmanis on your kid. Rachmanis on yourself. There's so many times this is parents. So the whole thing is about me, and how could he and how could she, and it's me. And you think, well, I'm not your kid. I'd also have kindness against you if I was your kid. So self-absorbed. You have nobody else in the world except yourself. Your kid is suffering, you're watching your kid suffer, all you're thinking about is yourself. That's also a very harsh religious sin. I'm just using it as a marshal, because obviously there are madregas of relationships. I don't mean it in a way that it's so posh. It's okay that parents also go into an esar. So the same way you have to have rachmanis on the parent too. So you also have to have rachmanis. The parent is saying something that's not the best thing to say. It's also rachmanis. You have to have rachmanis on both of them, the parent and the kid. It's rachmanis. I think when a house starts to fall apart, it's rachmanis on everybody. He said this, and the kid said that. Nobody should be nitpas on what they said at those times. How many times I have a kid that the kid says, I hate you, mommy. I hate you, mommy. I hate you. And the mother comes in like, oh, crazy. My kid says she hated the kid. When the kid says that, it means the kid's saying that she hates herself. And that you're the institution that reminds her that who she's supposed to be. So she doesn't know how to say it. She hates you. And the mother hates herself because the kid now hates her. And everybody's filled with all this stuff. And there's nobody rational that you could talk to at that moment. Everybody's nuts. You ever have any situations in life? Everybody's crazy. Because it's a tsar. It's a tsar. They're all going through a tsar. The whole family's in crisis. And then you're trying to talk something rational, but everybody's a tsar. And Chazal is saying, you can't. Because Rohu wants you to be careful. People with tzar, you have to have rachmanis on them. Same time, you have to try to help, but you have to have rachmanis. It's a very hard thing when you're in such a matzah. You're talking to the Gama Biludavar, the Rakhaj Pashpolik, the Shemazor Shemel, as Tfilas Anish Miskaitet Imo. Therefore, we learned about this earlier in the Sefer, that Hashem has, there's a special tefillah that Hashem receives more than others, but it's a tefillah la'ani, a poor man's tefillah. It's not just talking about someone that doesn't have money. It's also talking about a tzibroch in a person. So Hashem gets that a person's broken, and a broken person has tainus. Oftentimes the person who's broken has tainus.
Therefore, the truth is that before a person goes to his bardus, before he or she pours his or her heart out to Hashem, especially if it's nei sarach malaslan, a person should always say, "Rabbi Shalom, please forgive me if I say anything that's not appropriate." But I like Hannah said, I'm a kshas ruach. Okay, do I? Having a hard time, my life is a mess. So forgive me. I might say something that I should not say, and a person should know to do this as a way of making an excuse for oneself. And it's legitimate to say, I hope I don't say anything that's out of line. I'm having a hard time, and some words might come out that are not appropriate, then please forgive me. One should do that with conversations sometimes with people too. Say such a thing. Doesn't mean it's a green light to say whatever you want, but it means that you're saying in advance that it's hard for me, and I'm not sure that I can control everything that I'm feeling. It might come out some things that are not so good. So we should ask Hashem, please help me not to say things I shouldn't say. Sometimes if a person's in a tzara, God forbid, he can't hold himself back. He can't contain himself. He can say something that's terrible. So he may have said that a person should be careful to choose his words very carefully and to say, little is better. Don't rush to say words out. Don't rush to say words to Hashem. Hashem is b'shamayim and you're al-haaretz. Therefore, count your words. Be careful with your words. But there's a warning. Be careful with what you're saying. But at the same time, the name of the sefer is Eshbach Lefonavsihi. I pour my words out to you. And when you're pouring something and there's a lot in the jar, you can't always, if you're pouring something and there's a lot, it's not so precious that it shouldn't spill and come out. You're pouring. And once you start pouring, right? It's hard to control. The meaning of this pasuk, Kashagash Baruch Misnaig Imcha B'midas Adin. When Hashem is treating you in a way that you feel that it's din, Lotzi Davar Lefnei HaElokim, as you're going through a din, so something is hard in your life. Al Tamayel Adaber V'Ficha. Be careful not to rush with your right away with what you instinctively feel like saying. That your heart shouldn't lead you to say things that are hard, that are wrong, that are not appropriate. Against Hashem. And even inside your heart, be careful. What you're saying inside of yourself, be careful. You try to control what you're feeling. What do you know? Hashem knows what he's doing. Elokim b'shamayim v'atal ha'aretz. L'chein ein ata yochel klal l'hasig dvar mikavanasa. Therefore, you can't be masig anything with Hashem's kavanasa. You don't know what Hashem's opinion is with you right now. K'mesh omer akos, like it says in Navi, yikash agovu shamayim v'aretz, the same way that the heavens are so much higher than the earth, Hashem says, so my ways are completely beyond you and above your ways. And my way of thinking is different than your way of thinking. So therefore it says in Pasuk, Al Kein Yudvarachem Ma'atim. Therefore you should be careful with your words. When you're going through, God forbid, a hard time, at Sarah, and you pour your heart out, you have to be careful. Timat b'diburcha. Timat means to better. Less is better. Less is better. To say less is better. Don't keep on pouring. Pentovel achtvei b'diburim kashim. You might sin by saying things you shouldn't say. A terumas klapim mail. You might come. You have kindness against Hashem. All that he explained now, as you see, is based upon Rashi and the Mitzvot and the Malm. That's the pshat and the pasuk over there in Kailas. The Gemara before this Maimer, and the same Gemara brings the Ma'aseh of Rabbi Akiva. Shalach b'derech, Yerotz alolam b'yevel, and thus no loy. Vama kol David Rachman l'tavavit. When Rabbi Akiva was trying to go someplace to the city, and all kinds of things were happening along the way, and he said, for each thing he said, everybody knows the story called David Rachman. Everything Hashem does is l'tav is for good. B'derech azu harlechi my chamor lirkarvel. He had his donkey to ride on. And the chicken, the tanagos, she gets sent to wake him up. Been there, and he had the candle, but they shield the loyray. But Aryeh, but Tarvis Hamar, but he knows the story that the lion came and it killed the donkey. chatul, v'tarvus atarnagol, and a cat came and grabbed his chicken. Ruach shekiv says a nair, and then a wind came and extinguished the candle. Al kol dovra amar Rabbi Akiva, kol dovra achmar latava, and of course there's a happy ending to the story. Well, not entirely happy, but because something bad happened, but it wasn't his. But everything Hashem did was the best, because if the candle would have been lit and the donkey would have made a sound or the chicken would have made noise, then he would have had trouble. So everything Hashem, but each part along the way, Rabbi Akiva said, kol mother rachman latav. Everything Hashem does is for the best. Sheheyer hayon, and then everyone knows the story that when the sun came up, is back. He relied on pashto gedud, shel shabayim liir, amar lahem, Rabbi Akiva, im lo yamarti lechem belayla, shekol mashas kadosh baruch hu hakol tov. That's what Rabbi Akiva said to the people with him. Didn't I tell you? I was telling you that everything Hashem does is the best. You see, if we would have been heard or seen, we would have also gotten killed. We would have been taken captive. If the donkey would have made a sound, or the tarnagol karei, and the chicken would have called out, and the candle would be shining, then hayu hashabayim megalim, we would have been caught. Because of Masha, this is one of the Gemaras that we know since the Chazals that we heard when we were children. The Masha writes over there, we see the Gemara brought these two stories, one next to the other. But the Gemara on the one hand tells us that Rabbi Akiva says, everything Hashem does for the best. And the Gemara tells us that the Yisurim that a person has should be silent, is Rachm moving, should come Kavanah Rabbi Meir. We can understand even Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir says that you should be careful what you say and say only a little bit, you should be careful how much you're saying to Elokim. Elokim b'shamayim. The Masha says that's what the connection between the two Gemaras. Be careful what you're saying when you're going through a period of Elohim of Din. Hashem is Shemaim, you're on earth. And then the Gemara brings Rabbi Akiva, the Ma'aseh, because that Gemara is showing us that Rabbi Akiva did not have tainus. Rabbi Akiva said, everything Hashem does is for the best, and Taker, it was for the best. It turned out in a good way. That's what the Masha says. Rabbi Nachman has in the second Torah, which is about davening, Rabbi Nachman says that one should be careful that one's davening should not be too much to the right or too much to the left. Too much to the right or too much to the left means that On the one hand, a person shouldn't say, oh, there's no need for me to daven at all. Why should I daven? Everything is gevaldik. Everything is chesed and ahava. Everything is there's nothing to daven. On the other hand, one should go the other way, the stronger way to say, the tainus and all kinds of, So one has to be careful. There, Rabbi Nachman is talking about, and Rabbi Nachman speaks a lot about this, that one should not, the davening has to be in the middle. Not all the way to the right, not all the way to the left. In the middle. Not b'chinas din, she tainz l'Hashem. Can't learn the spal, but b'chinas du, only big tzaddikim can daven in such a way where they have tainz. And even the tzaddikim, only at certain times. So therefore, what comes out from all of this is, for regular people, tzarech l'dash, ain't l'nu s'chus, lit on tainz. We don't have the s'chus. You have no right to have tainus against Hashem. There's a million more rayas for that. You just brought a little bit from a few places, but famous places, but there's many more rayas. Well, the Shonish Matsinim Shuham Ishtamish Dodam Alpha Tehillim in the Shemar Katayim. Aye, there are plenty of places in Tehillim where it sounds like Dodam Alpha is coming with tainus. The Amram Kamisha Baba Tainus Atruni is Klapishmaya Elabalev Nishba Ruach Namuch. He didn't say the Mitaris Taina. If he's saying them as a broken person, and with great, David Melch was the most humble person. He says, Shofel Be'ena, he was the most humble person. So David Melch wasn't saying it as a regular taina. He said, we do see strong words from David Melch, but he was saying these words, Belev Nishma, with a broken heart, and Ruach Nemuch. That tzaddikim know how to use sometimes tainas. Have a davening that's all the way to the left. That's din. Came to regular people. Since when do we use these kind of things like David HaMelech or Chana or Leonovi spoke also very strong with Hashem. Atashi, it's your fault that they did avers. That's what Leonovi says to Hashem. Atash was the Macheron. Is my Asa ben Leachta? What do you want from them? And you know, he spoke very strong. We see on the Tzaddikim later on also. Avalonu, it seems that long regular people, actually, there's no melasses kind of. We can't do those things. Everything has to be Rachman Mesachanun. Therefore, even when we are saying these strong things, I say that are found in Tehillim and some other places, they have to be said in the way of a broken heart and rachim misachanun, not angry. Now, crying is not with a taina. What do you gain by me dying? Like what's in it? How does that help? If you have problems with me, let me do tshuva. What does it help? What does it help to kill me? When he said that, kulot tzak al Hashem, he wasn't yelling and being nasty. You might want to read it that way, but that's not how he said it. He was crying. My bets. What's going to be gained by this? I could do tshuva. Bachno bitli spoke with chachno, with humility, with tremendous bitl. Imken yeshal loshul avar mahu kavanas rabenu shekosav shelit oin tainus zuhi haderek shabatzarif aleches yechinin yeshul it oin tainus papishmei. So we're up to now. So what exactly does Rabbi Nachum mean when he says that a person and his brother should come with tainus? Then we'll talk about that maslos. What does it mean? Tainus. Tainus sounds like it's not. He is tachanunim. It sounds like a taina. He could have used with tachanunim, which he does in other places. But here he says with tainas. So, Mitzvah Shem will continue with that.